Australia's Human Rights Commission is calling for a moratorium on the introduction of some new artificial intelligence technologies until the human rights of those of us who are using them can be safeguarded. And many of those inside the industry agree that the technology is taking off too fast for our legal system to keep up. The Commission wants to better regulate artificial intelligence like facial recognition to protect people's privacy and to prevent society's most vulnerable from being further disadvantaged. Isabel Rowe has been exploring just what's going on in the world of AI.
Every time you log onto the internet or use a smartphone, artificial intelligence, or AI, is making decisions for you. It's being done through the use of a predetermined set of assumptions about you, called an algorithm. Futurist Steve Sammartino explains.
An algorithm might be used to decide which job applicants should get an interview, who should get a home loan and what their rates should be, and even things like criminal sentencing. And simple things like where you live might have a poor record of paying home loans or doing well in jobs.
AI is also already being used to respond like humans do to requests for help.
We've seen chatbots online. Often the chatbots are so good that you wouldn't know whether someone's typing the questions and answers at the other end online when you're querying with a website.
It's the rise of technology like this that worries people like Steve Sammartino.
Algorithms are currently unregulated and they are being used in ways which exacerbate people with disadvantage getting further down the wormhole of disadvantage.
The Human Rights Commission is also concerned. Commissioner Ed Santo has released a discussion paper calling for input on what sort of laws could govern the technology of the future.
The Prime Minister said last week that the laws that apply in the real world should also apply in the digital world. And I think that's spot on. We have laws that already prohibit discrimination, that promote accountability and so on, but they're not being rigorously applied when it comes to the development and use of artificial intelligence.
One of the most controversial AI capabilities trialled in Australia has been facial recognition technology. It was used to scan crowds at the 2018 Gold Coast Commonwealth Games, but didn't identify any high-profile targets. Commissioner Ed Santo says it's that sort of technology that needs to be better regulated.
We're not so concerned about where it's used, for example, in a smartphone to unlock your device. But in a high-stakes area like policing, that's where problems can arise that are truly catastrophic. In the London Metropolitan Police, when they did a trial last year, they had 104 people that they were able to identify as suspects using facial recognition. But 102 of those were false positives. And when you incorrectly identify someone as a police suspect, you can put their human rights at grave risk.
Justin Warren is an IT analyst and board member of Electronic Frontiers Australia, a group that advocates for privacy in the digital world. He agrees new laws should keep basic human rights like privacy front of mind.
Well, human rights are fundamental, so it's extremely important that anything that we do should be compatible with human rights. Otherwise, what's the point?
Do you think that much of the AI that's being used publicly now is compatible with human rights?
Nope.
Justin Warren cites a country like China as a case study of what AI can do.
Facial recognition is one of those technologies that is so incredibly dangerous that if we get it wrong, things go very bad very quickly. And we have examples of what that means. We just have to look at China and what is happening in Xinjiang. So if we as a society don't want to have that kind of society where you will be surveilled by the state at all times, and if the state decides that you're an undesirable, we'll put you into camps, then that technology, that is what it gets used to do.
Earlier this year, the Department of Home Affairs proposed the Identity Matching Services Bill, which planned to collect people's driver's licence photos in a database, allowing facial recognition technology to match against that database. It was thrown out by a parliamentary committee, citing major privacy concerns. Futurist Steve Sammartino thinks governments need to be kept in check on matters of privacy.
The governments around the world have a pretty poor record on using AI to their advantage. And I think it's about time that government started representing the people rather than thinking about the economic and political advantage of gathering data.
That's entrepreneur and technology author Steve Sammartino. Isabel Rowe reporting.